We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on with our broadcast. And Roland.
What?
My observations.
I'm listening.
Observations from the middle of the crowd. And today, lessons all dads should teach their kids. I found this particular article, and I found it interesting because I am a dad, and I have a little one, 8 years old. And I wanted to go over this very quickly. I'll hit the highlights and see if you agree or disagree.
I disagree.
Well, you disagreed. To do it
no,
or
go,
to go forward?
Go forward.
Words are valuable. Number one on the list, words are valuable. Tell your children to listen and speak clearly. Number one, competition does lead to confidence. Number two, tantrums earn you nothing. And boy, I got a good one on that. They don't. Normally, I wind up getting spanked. Quitting is hard, but sometimes necessary. Other people's feelings matter. Learn to teach your children that feelings really do matter. Be aware of them. You can't always control them, but be aware of them. Fights that children will have, whether argumentative or fisticuffs, can be resolved. Independence is earned. And finally, success requires focus.
Wow.
Interesting.
Very powerful and true admonitions for children to learn.
Yes.
Well, you know, but when your first one was on listening.
Yes, it was.
I remember somebody saying to me when I was a young child that God gave us two ears and one mouth so we could listen twice as much as we speak.
I like that. Well, you know, I happen to have a little one who, she's a very good listener, and my wife and I both find that to be remarkable. She gets very excited, and sometimes when the excitement takes over, she hears nothing. But when she does sit down and listen, she remembers everything, like my wife, everything. Mm-hmm. I remember basically, ladies and gentlemen, nothing. However, and my wife always says, but don't you remember that last week? I'm lucky I can remember what happened this morning. But listening is key, and I like the one about other people's feelings matter.
Oh, I think that's so powerful. My mother was very, very strong in that, in instilling that in me as a young child. I remember occasionally, you know, in those days, guests would show up and stay for dinner. You know,
oh, yes.
And we had a little saying in our house called P-I-K or F-H-B.
And that means?
P-I-K meant plenty in the kitchen, and everything's okay.
Okay.
And FHB was family hold back.
Well, in today's day and age, and I see a going back to some of these key thoughts that like quitting is hard, but sometimes it's necessary. Yeah. It's a very hard lesson to learn. Very hard lesson to learn.
It's not failure.
No, it is
just,
not
all
failure.
It is postponing some endeavor for a greater preparation.
Yeah. The example used in here is this little boy who didn't have the tenacity or the guts enough to tell his father he wanted to quit playing baseball because he really wasn't very good at it, and he preferred to play soccer. He wanted to quit the team and say, I really can't do this, mm-hmm. and I'm hurting the team, so let me go play soccer where I can do it. And he had such a difficult time doing that. And I can see where a little boy would not want to say is that, and is the fact that his dad was coaching the baseball team didn't make matters easier. And a lot of people don't like, it's not failure when you, he thought about it very carefully and gave it his best shot, according to the article, but was not a baseball player, and some children simply are not.
That's correct. You need to play to your strengths.
That's correct.
Or maneuver to your strengths, or whatever else.
Or as the little boy said to dad, I'm just not having fun anymore.
Yeah.
And then that makes sense as a kid.
It does.
It should be. If you're it not going to have fun doing it, what are
you
doing it for?
I think it's changed, though, today, Carl, from when you and I were little kids, mm-hmm. and our fathers, if in fact they were able to, helped us in making the choices of sport participation.
My father did one thing and did it very well. He taught me how to ride a bicycle. And he—that's the one thing I can remember him doing, and he did it well. It took me only a day, and he said, took the training wheels off, and said, "Guess what?" And as he's talking to me, he let me go.
Sure.
And I'm flying down a hill there.
There you go.
And I think he's still running behind me.
Well, you know, and my dad was the one who taught me how to ice skate.
There you go.
He was a semi-pro hockey player in his youth.
There you go.
And he loved ice skating, and he was from Canada. So, you know, there you go.
I love it. And this is good. 8 lessons dads should teach their kids. My observations from the middle of the crowd, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue.
No,
on.
I think you're standing up on a soapbox, though, now.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah,
from the middle of this crowd, so you can see the whole crowd.
I'm on my tippy toes.
Yeah, I love
it. I got the other big guy standing behind me.
You're right.
He lifted me up.
You're right.
Right. We're moving on. We have an exciting broadcast today, Ron. A lot of good stuff.
We do.
Coming,
we do.
Coming on down the line, interviews and all sorts of other good stuff, phoners, as they call it. So let us continue on. Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. If you would, with Roland and I, please do stay with us.
America.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This southpaw is one of just 5 pitchers to pile up at least 400 saves. He's a 7-time All-Star and set an impressive strikeout record in his final season.
And there it is. Billy Wagner with a record-setting strikeout, 1,170 in his career.
So where is Billy Wagner now? Billy moved back to his home state of Virginia after retiring and is coaching at the private Miller School in Charlottesville. He became the school's varsity coach earlier this year and went up against his high school alma mater, Tazewell High, and his own high school coach, Lou Peary. Luckily for Billy, his team got the win.
You know, I've learned so much from Coach Peary through the years, and now he can watch how I'm coaching and give me pointers and tell me what I can do better.
Billy Wagner, from closer to coach. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. Great way to get out and celebrate. The violence in the old country seems to have escalated ever since America clamped down on the border towns. Not a safe place to ride anymore. Wandering around Baghdad on the border can get you raped, robbed, or killed. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Terrorist threat of an open border led to America's politicians virtually closing the gates. Without some sort of security detail, wandering around Baghdad on the border can get you raped, robbed, or killed. Not necessarily in that order. South of the Mexican border, celebrating the 5th of May used to be better and safer.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.